नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यम् अनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पा धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ज्ञानेन तु तदज्ञानं येषां नाशितमात्मनः तेषाम् आदित्यवज्ञानं प्रकाशयति तत्परं तद्बुद्धयस्तदात्मानः तन्निष्ठास्तत्परायणाः गच्छन्त्यपुनरावृत्तिं ज्ञाननिर्धूतकल्मषाः। इन् दिस् श्लोकास् भगवान् इस् गिविङ्ग् ए रेमेडी फार् आल् ह्यूमन् प्राब्लम्स् विच् इस् इन् दि फार्म् आफ् आत्मज्ञानं सेल्फ् नालेड्ज्। बर्त्स् पेन्स् अण्ड् डेत् आल् बिलाङ्ग् टु बाडी मैण्ड् काम्प्लेक्स्। An individual is never body-mind complex only. Body-mind complex happened to be an incidental place where he manifests. In reality, he is all-pervasive entity, he is Chaitanya Vastu, giving accommodation for all body-mind complexes. Due to the ignorance that I am all-pervasive entity, human mind thinks that I am this particular body and mind, therefore the problems of body and mind becomes his own problem. Bhagavan says, as long as a person don't gain this knowledge, his life will be subject to sufferings and sorrows. Once a person gains this knowledge, what is the benefit of this knowledge? Bhagavan says here, विद्या विनय सम्पन्ने ब्राह्मणे गविहस्तिनि शुनि चैव श्वपाके च पण्डिता समदर्शिनः। समदर्शनम् इस् दि गेन् आफ् दट् नालेज्। वाट् वि मीन् बै समदर्शनम्? देर् आर् सम् पीपल् हू हेव् कलर् ब्लैण्ड्नेस्, दे आल्सो सी एव्रिथिङ्ग् इन् द सेम् कलर्। So does it mean that they have gained this knowledge? That is not the meaning. Here samadarshana means seeing the content. Seeing the content. We all have this capacity. If mothers are there, means whenever they handle gold, they will never handle it from the standpoint of name and form. They handle it always from the standpoint of content. Whether it is bangle or chain or ring, all of those things will be what? Gold only. Sarvatra gold darshanam. That is what? Content darshanam. A carpenter sees sarvatra wood darshanam. We all have sarvatra money darshanam. It is nothing but a paper. And nowadays you get those papers, duplicate currencies, as play items. So we will be very careful in keeping it separately. Why? Both are papers, but one paper is valid, another paper is not valid. Why? Sarvatra mani darshan. We all have that capacity to see the content, but in certain areas. Bhagavan says jnani has the capacity to see the content in all areas with regard to everything in this creation, because after gaining knowledge also, he has to live in this world. He will live in this world as long as the prarabdha of the body continues. So So when he lives in this world, what type of world it is? World is always same. Both good and bad are there, even for avatars. One group will be worshipping that avatara, another group will be criticizing. So this world will be a dvandvatmakam jagat. It will be a combination of both good and bad, summer and winter. So all the opposite things will be there always in the world. Just because one individual got knowledge, this world will not change. There will not be any external change in the world. Even after gaining the knowledge, people will be as they were. And in general, they misbehave. They will be generally selfish. And natural forces will be as they are. One jnani is that in that village, so let me pour lots of rain. Nothing will happen like that. Understood? So natural forces will be as they are. And they have a say on the body of the jnani also. So all are ignorant people. So I will give sweating to them. He is poor jnani. So I should not trouble him. So there will not be no sweating. Like that, there is no partiality with regard to natural forces. So he also will have hunger. He also will have thirst. He also will have physical ailments, even physical death. And sense organs will report that it is sukham, that it is dukkham, that it is praise, that it is criticism. Sense organs will certainly report that it is manam, that it is apamanam, that they are putting you garland, that they are putting you chappal garland. Varieties of garland are there. Sense organs will report. What is the difference between ordinary person and a wise man? Ordinary person responds to that situation from the standpoint of namarupa. Wise man responds to that situation from the standpoint of content. So no one can avoid these dandvas. Whether he is a jnani or ajnani, he has to go through all the opposite experiences. And you cannot say jnani will sit in nirvikalpa samadhi all the time. After knowledge, there are some philosophers who claim that after knowledge, jnani will not come back to world at all. You imagine that proposition. If jnanis don't come back and talk about what it is, whoever talks about it will be what? Who? Ajnani. So parampara will be what? Ajnani parampara. Suppose jnani sits continuously in nirvikalpa samadhi and dies after 21 days. There is a philosophy. Yoga philosophy says that. He will not come back to normal consciousness. So he will sit there in 21 days in samadhi and then he will pass away. Understood? What he gained, nobody knows. Simply was sitting, that's all. And where he is sitting also, people don't know. Generally he sits in secluded place only, forest only, guhas only. So who will teach? Very guru parampara is possible. How people will go for that knowledge if you are sure after knowledge 21 days only you will live. Who will go to knowledge? Nobody will go to knowledge because they will tell last 21 days I will come there. What? Last 21 days I will be there. Suppose Shastra says when you say Ramanama, even once out of inner mind with all devotion if you say, you will get moksha, it says. Eka Ramanama mantram will give moksha. Suppose if it is implemented, anybody will tell Ramanama? Nobody will tell Ramanama. Nobody will tell Ramanama. They will tell, last minute I will see. Now I am not ready to die. Correct? So, even after knowledge, a wise man will live in this world with all dvandvas. And his prarabdha karma towards the body will have a say on his body, and his prarabdha karma will not allow him to sit even in nirvikalpa samadhi. Like our prarabdha karma doesn't allow to sleep always. We don't know what is nirvikalpa samadhi, but we know what is sleep. But prarabdha karma doesn't allow us to sleep all the time. So jnani also has to get up from that nirvikalpa samadhi, even if it is available for him as an experience. So he will have bodily experiences, and he will have dvandvas with regard to experience. Jnanis also cannot avoid perceiving this world, going through different types of experiences. Then what is the difference between jnani's perception and ajnani's perception? అజ్ఞాని ఈజ్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ ఇన్ నామరూప దృష్టి. హీ సీస్ ఓన్లీ కవర్. వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్సైడ్ హీ డజంట్ సీ. ఆల్ హిస్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ద పర్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ నామరూప. వెరస్ జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ ఇన్ సత్తా దృష్టి. దే కాల్ ఇట్ కంటెంట్ సీయర్. హీ ఈజ్ ద సీయర్ ఆఫ్ ది కంటెంట్. సో అజ్ఞాని సీజ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్. జ్ఞాని సీజ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ ఎంటిటీ కాన్షియస్నెస్. Because Ajnani sees himself as body-mind complex, he will have likes and dislikes. Because body and mind cannot accept everything in the creation. So he will have raga-dvesha. Due to samadarshanam, Jnani will not have raga-dvesha. And changes will be there with regard to body-mind complex. Because it is subject to shat-vikara. So all the time there will be some changes or the other. Therefore, Ajnani, if he considers himself as a body-mind complex, he will be subject to all types of changes, then he will have pains. Whereas Jnani, since he doesn't consider him as a body-mind complex, whatever happens, changes happen, that is for the body-mind only, not for me. With that idea, he is a happy person. Take for example a wave. If wave considers itself as wave from Namarupa Drishti, then entire samsara starts. This is a small wave. According to its understanding, it's a small wave, and so many waves are there, and everyone is dashing. We have to imagine the seashore. Every wave is dashing, and this wave is afraid. So much of crowd, how can I move? I have to reach the shore. Then one more big wave comes. This fellow looks back and sees that, hey, it's very big wave, I am gone, like that, it cries also. Then other friendly waves are there, equals are there. So we will pray to the Lord. Then which Lord we have to pray? Which Lord will pray? Who is the Lord for waves? So one fellow says among the group, hey, the Lord is above the sky, behind the clouds, let us pray, oh Lord. Another wave comes, hey, our Lord is Samudra Devata, so pray to the Samudra Devata. Then another, one elderly wave comes and says, these are all from the Nama Rupa Drishti. In fact, there is nothing called wave. You are water. Ocean itself is water. When the wave gets content drishti, water drishti, then wave doesn't have any samsara. It doesn't need to protect itself or prove itself. Similarly, as long as an individual doesn't get this content drishti, he is subject to samsara, whereas a jnani is free from samsara. Jnani is a samadarshi. In spite of differences, in spite of experiencing or perceiving differences through sense organs, because of his jnana chakshu, he sees oneness with regard to all the different entities. The content is same. I might have told that story, I think. Our Acharya Swamiji used to say that story, beautiful story. That is Rama Bhakta. He had four idols, Rama, Lakshmana, Sita and Hanumanji. Because of poverty, he decided to sell them, those statues which are made up of gold. So he took to the goldsmith. Goldsmith gave value for every statue. Rama 7,000, Lakshmana 6,000, Sitaji 4,000, Hanuman 12,000, like that he gave. Rama Bhakta could not accept it. What is this? Rama is great. You should have given 12,000 to Rama only. Hanumanji is servant of Rama. You have given great value for Hanuman. Like that, when he objected, the goldsmith told, it seems, Appa, your drishti is Namarupa drishti. My drishti is what? Content drishti. Gold drishti. Why Hanuman got extra value? One gada was there, it seems. Hanumanji has one gada. That gada waved lot gold. So therefore, Hanumanji's weight was more. So that idea you should keep always. Another example is there. When a child sees a wooden elephant, it is afraid of that elephant, because elephant is standing like this, raising its leg, trying to crush someone. So as even child enters a room and when it sees that elephant, terrific elephant, it shouts. Then the house owner, who happened to be a carpenter, comes and says, hey, it is not elephant, it is wood. So when you see that elephant as elephant, wooden elephant as elephant, you are subject to fear, when you see with content drishti, you are free from fear. In Tamil, it's a beautiful shloka. Marathai maraithadu maamada yaanai, marathil maraindadu maamada yaanai. Maamada yaanai means the terrific elephant. When you see that terrific elephant, wood has gone out from your vision. When you see that wood, elephant has submerged, marathil maraindadu, submerged into that wood. Correct? So that is the idea. The definition for a jnani is given in this shloka, panditaha samadarshinaha. When Bhagavan started his teaching in the second chapter, he told ashochyan anvashochastvam prajnavadamsha bhashase gatasu nagadamsha na anushochanti panditaha. Wise man never grieves. That is a statement, assertion. Who is that wise man? Bhagavan explains in this shloka. That samadarshinaha eva panditaha. Nowadays we hear the pandit word, Sanskrit pandit, yoga pandit, this pandit, that pandit. All these are all namke vaste pandits. Real pandit is who? One who has gained this knowledge, a man of wisdom, a man of same-sightedness. With regard to what? He has same-sightedness. Bhagavan gives some few examples which are entirely different from the Namarupa Drishti. He is same-sighted person with regard to everything in the world. Here, for example, he gives entirely different things. With regard to these entirely different things, he has a sameness. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Samadarshinaha. And Gavi Samadarshinaha, Hastini Samadarshinaha, Shuni Samadarshinaha, Shwapakecha Samadarshinaha. He sees the one and the same Chaitanyam in a Brahmana who is Vidya Vinaya Sampannaha. Again, one more definition for a Brahmana is here. Pandita's definition is what? Samadarshinaha. Brahmana's definition is given here. What it is? Vidya Sampannaha, Vinaya Sampannaha. One who is a scholar in Vedic teaching and at the same time, one who is a man of humility. Because along with scholarship, humility comes if scholarship is an assimilated one. The Aragorada Adunva. A vessel with a little water will give a lot of sound. Vessel with full water, a full vessel never gives sound. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. In a cultured, informed and humbled person, a jnani sees the Bhagavan or Chaitanyam. Sees the Chaitanyam inna angon Chaitanyam okandrukarana arthala. Chaitanyam is sitting there, he sees there. No, he has an understanding that in this entity, in this particular personality also, the content is same Chaitanyam. Sattva Guna Pradhani. This Brahmana is an example for Sattva Guna Pradhani. And another one is Gavi. In cow. Cow doesn't have any Vidya, nor cow has Vinayam. But cow is a Rajasika Prani, Rajoguna Pradhani. But it is a gentle Rajoguna Pradhani. It's a gentle one. Then third one is what? Asthini, elephant. Tamoguna pradhani it is. And when it gets madar, what happens? Terrific it is. In that elephant also same Chaitanyam is there. Then Shuni. Shuni means dog. In dog also same Chaitanyam is there. And last category in that spectrum, if you make it as a spectrum, first category is Brahmana. Second comes Rajoguna Pradhani Gavi. Third and fourth will be Tamoguna Pradhani, that is Shuni and Asthini. The last one is Shwapaka, Chandal they call it. One who cooks dog flesh and eats dog. One who eats dog is called a Shwapakaha, a cruel person, an uncultured person. Is very cruel. If you want to have an example in modern days nobody I think eats dog. They eat nowadays cow, they don't eat dog. Suppose if you want to see that type of person, you can see in roads, people will hang the chickens upside down. And seeing that, we get leapt up. Our BP goes up because that poor creature, upside down, it is struggling to have life. So he will have in a nice way, in cycle, front side, he will put 10 this side, 10 that side, like that. A uncultured person, one who doesn't bother about the suffering of others, other living beings. The top of the spectrum is what? Very cultured person, educated person with all humility. Then last person in the spectrum is what? Uncultured person. In between, all animals are there. Varieties of levels. With regard to everything, jnaninaha samadarshinaha, pandita samadarshinaha. So it is not only in his understanding, in some jnani's case, in their transaction also this samadarshanam happened. Generally, samadarshanam is not possible in transaction. So for example, suppose idli is there and plate is there. Both are same chaitanyam. Okay. So in transaction you cannot follow. Yeradu chaitanyam. Instead of taking idli, I will take plate. You cannot follow. So in transaction the samadarshanam is not possible. But in understanding it is there, accordingly he responds to the situation and transactions. But in some cases, in some jnani's life, we find in transaction also one or two times they had this samadarshanam. So I will try to tell one small story for this each word. Jnaninaha samadarshinaha, they saw the manifestation of the Lord in cow. Jnaneshwara Maharaj, one great prophet, was there. And Maharashtra is considered as upper avatar of Bhagavan Krishna. He was born to a father who was outcasted. Being outcasted, these children did not get Upanayana Samskara. Though that father was a Brahmana by birth, because of his some mistake, he was outcasted. So because of that punishment, the children also did not get Upanayana Samskara. In those days, Upanayana Samskara means that is the entry ticket for learning Veda. So when they approached the Brahmana Sabha, they told, no, we don't have that capacity to violate that prohibition rule. Please go to the headquarters, Python it was called. Go there and get the exception rule. Because father did mistake, so why children should suffer? At least next generation can continue this scriptural study. So go and get the approval letter. And Jnaneshwara Maharaj, Nivrit Maharaj, like that four, three brothers and one sister. All of them went. And they don't need this education. Because by birth they were all full of knowledge. Because of social custom, they wanted to go through that procedure. Like even though Bhagavan Krishna is Jagadguru, he went to Gurukula, na? Like that, social custom, everybody follow. When they went to that sabha, they asked, where from you are, who is your father? They told all these things. Like that happened, father was outcasted. Now, you please give us permission to study the Vedas. Then they told, no, we cannot give. Then Jnaneshwara Maharaj argued, birth alone cannot determine the quality of a person. Samskara should be given seeing the character of the person, seeing the knowledge of the person. So even though we are born to our father who was outcasted, still by character and knowledge we are really qualified to learn this wisdom. So please, oh, what is your knowledge? That person asks. What is your knowledge? Bhagavan is everywhere. In everything he is there. Every entity is the manifestation of same Bhagavan. Like that he told. That time one buffalo came, it seems, along with its owner, Musliman. So that Musliman was bringing that buffalo, showing that buffalo, oh, this also is Bhagavan. Then Jnaneshwara Maharaj told, yes, certainly. This buffalo also is entitled for Veda. This also will learn Veda if you teach. Jnaneshwara Maharaj told, yes, certainly it will learn. Then prove it. He went near the buffalo. If you would have addressed, hey buffalo, please tell Veda mantra, buffalo will not tell. He told, hey Panduranga, they want from your mouth Veda mantra, please tell. సో బఫలో స్టార్టెడ్ టెలింగ్ పురుష సూక్తం స్టార్టెడ్ టెలింగ్ సహస్రాక్ష సహస్రపాద్ లైక్ దట్ ఇట్స్ ఏ టైప్ ఆఫ్ మిస్టికల్ పవర్ ద సమదర్శన ఈజ్ ది క్రైటీరియన్ హియర్ నాట్ ది బఫలో టెలింగ్ వేద అండర్స్టూడ్ సమదర్శన ఈవెన్ ఇన్ బఫలో దే కుడ్ సీ దట్ అండ్ దే కెన్ డెమాన్స్ట్రేట్ దట్ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ దట్ బఫలో ఆల్సో భగవాన్స్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఇస్ దేర్ అండ్ స్టోరీ గోస్ ఇన్ దట్ వే దట్ ఓనర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ బఫలో వాజ్ ముసల్మాన్ సో హీ ఫెల్ట్ వెరీ బ్యాడ్ ఛా ఈటింగ్ ఫుడ్ ఇన్ మై హౌస్ దిస్ ఫెలో ఈస్ లర్నింగ్ వేద హూ టాట్ దిస్ అల్లాహు అక్బర్ ఇఫ్ యు హావ్ టోల్డ్ నైస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వేద పురుష సూక్తం ఇట్ ఈస్ టెల్లింగ్ అప్ప ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ దిస్ బఫలో లైక్ దట్ హీ గేవ్ అండ్ జ్ఞానేశ్వర్ మహారాజ్ డిడ్ నాట్ వాంట్ దట్ సో హీ గేవ్ ఇట్ టు దట్ సభ అట్లీస్ట్ యూ కీప్ ఇట్ విత్ యూ అండ్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ దే ఫెల్ట్ వెరీ మచ్ హ్యూమిలియేటెడ్ బఫలో ఆల్సో సేస్ వేద వీ ఆల్సో సే వేద బోత్ ఆర్ ఈక్వల్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నో నో యూ టేక్ ఇట్ సో దే గేవ్ హిమ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ అప్రూవల్ లీడర్ ఆఫ్ ద సభ గేవ్ ఎ లెటర్ దట్ యు ఆర్ బియాండ్ ది లర్నింగ్ ఆఫ్ వేద యు నో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ లైక్ దట్ దే హ్యావ్ అక్సెప్టెడ్ హిమ్ యాజ్ గ్రేట్ పర్సన్ సో ద స్టోరీ గోస్ దట్ బఫలో యూస్ టు బి ది ప్రూఫ్ రీడర్ ఆర్ ఎడిటర్ ఫార్ జ్ఞానేశ్వరి వెన్ ఎవర్ జ్ఞానేశ్వర్ మహారాజ్ యూస్ టు రైట్ గీత కమెంట్రీ దిస్ గీత కమెంట్రీ హాస్ కాల్డ్ జ్ఞానేశ్వరి so after writing commentary for each shloka he will read to that buffalo it seems of course we call that as buffalo he used to call it as hey panduranga am I right like this I have explained am I right like that he was a proof reader still that samadhi is there of that buffalo so this is gavi then hastini when Hiranyakashipu ordered that elephant should be made as an instrument in killing my San Prahalada. Lots of elephants are simply trying to crush Prahalada. What Prahalada did? Hello Narayana, how are you? Why you are angry? This much only. So you could see that in that situation. And Shuni Chaiva, in dog, there was another Panduranga Bhakta, Namadev his name was. Generally, he used to be in seclusion even though he was an householder. Suddenly he will disappear. One day like this he disappeared and his wife was searching for him. Because in those days, women will not take food without feeding their husband. In those days. So she was searching. Because other children also are there. Mother of Namadeva was there. So she was searching to feed him. Finally some sadhu told, oh I saw your husband 20-30 kilometers away. On the bank of that river he was sitting. So you don't wait for him, please feed all the children. Even though she has fed children and mother, she was not interested in taking food. She took food also and went to that 30-40 kilometers and searched for him and gave that food. Namadeva was very much irritated. I wanted a secluded place to write abhangs. He used to write lots of abhangs. So today I have decided I will write at least 1000 abhangs, 1000 poems on glories of the Lord. Then only I will take food. No, you should take food, then only you will get strength. Namadeva told, that rule will work for ordinary people. Taking food, you get strength is ordinary people. Taking Nama of the Lord, we get the strength. So you keep it here, whenever I find hunger, I will take. So she went. That food was kept, roti, some sugar and ghee. This was the food. So he was engrossed in writing. Suddenly a dog came, snatched away the roti. Namadeva saw that, kept his pen and took ghee also and sugar also and was chasing that dog. Hey Panduranga, wait. The shushka roti, that is dry roti, it is not tasty. Please wait, I will give you ghee and sugar, please wait. Like that shouting and he was chasing. Finally he caught hold of that dog. And dog was having that roti in its mouth, snatched that roti again and soaked in ghee and sugar and tried to feed the dog. That time dog was not there, Panduranga was opening his mouth. Panduranga, Bhagavan Krishna, Panduranga was there opening his mouth. Then Namadeva asked, what is this Bhagavan? What leela it is? Why you have come in this far? Then Bhagavan told it seems, I can take any form, That is not a great thing. But whichever form I take, you fellow find me there. That is the wonder. So shuni chaiva shopa keche. There was a great sadhu, Sridhara Ayyava. He was a great pandit and great sadhu also. He used to go to Shiva temple daily, crossing the river. One day there was heavy rain, entire river was in floods, so he could not go. So he was standing in this side of the river bank. Yes, he was praying, "Oh Lord, today I could not come." By that time, another brahmana, a priest, came taking the prasada and gave it to this Sridhara Ayyava and told, "Today you could not come, so I have brought prasada of the Lord, please take it." That brahmana, that priest was actually priest of the temple, the Shiva temple. So with happy mood he has taken that prasada. Immediately that brahmana disappeared. Suddenly this Sridhara Ayyava thought, "Are, if I cannot go crossing the river, this fellow also cannot come. Because flood is same for all. It is flooding like anything. Current is too much. If I cannot walk through that river, another person from that side also cannot come. But how he came?" So with that wonder, just after 2-3 days when flood water was reduced, he went there and he asked the priest, "How could you come that day and gave prasada to me?" The priest told, "I never came. I also worried that whether you are caught in that flood or not. So I never came." Then Sridhara Ayyava thought that it must be Bhagavan Shiva only. So Shiva came in the form of priest. So from that moment onwards in his life, every moment he used to think, "Is he Bhagavan?" Any person he sees, he will have this question, "Is he Bhagavan? Is he Bhagavan?" Like that. So because of that tremendous conviction that Bhagavan can come in any form, every moment of his life was what? With lot of knowledge and understanding. One day when he was going towards temple, a chandala, a dog eater, with all disease, that leprosy disease. So he was asking, begging. That time, the Sridhara Ayyava was taking prasada to offer to the Lord. So immediately that easy Bhagavan idea came, simply went there, gave that entire offering to that chandala. As even the chandala took that prasada in his hand, Shiva Parvati are there. So these are all some incidents in the Mahatma's life where they demonstrated their Samadarshanatvam in transactional world. But the Samadarshanam talked in this shloka is not with regard to transactional world. It is with regard to wisdom. In the background of their transaction, this wisdom will be there. And because of this wisdom, in spite of differences in their transaction, they are not perturbed, they don't have ragadvesha. That is the idea. Then question comes, how a jnani can have samadarshanam with regard to vishama vishaya? Vishama vishaya means what? Different things. How can samadarshanam can be a great thing? Here Bhagavan says, jnaninaha samadarshinaha, and he glorifies that samadarshanam as the jnana phalam. So the Purupakshi can ask, how can samadarshanam can be a great thing? Seeing a saint and a sinner as one and the same entity, how can you call it as a great thing? Seeing red color and black color as same thing, will you call it as great thing? It is color blindness, correct? It is a dosha. Seeing samadarshanam with regard to vishama vishaya is called dosha. So how a jnani is glorified here? The answer is beautiful. They are different from nama rupa drishti, not with regard to content. Satta drishti, with regard to satta drishti, they are not at all different. If they are different with regard to satta drishti also, then if that person sees as sama, then it is a dosha. But here the satta is what? Samam. So differences are from the nama rupa drishti. And there is only one entity which is Samam Brahma, Sama Atma. Waves are seen as different waves when you see them as wave nama rupa. Waves are seen as water when you see them as satta drishti. Another example our Acharya Swami gives, it is like children going to a sweet shop and trying to purchase one type of sweet. Nowadays, to attract children, they give a shape also for the dog, fish, crocodile, like that they give. Chocolate also, 5-star chocolate comes. The chocolate Cadbury's also give, just to attract that children. So one child takes that crocodile, another child takes that tortoise, another child fish. So up to this time, the sweet seller is happy because sales is happening and children are enjoying. He is enjoying their innocence. One child says, hey, I am very much attached to fish only. I am very much attached to crocodile. And you know, children are generally fickle-minded. So within 5 minutes, that attachment goes away. So they want to exchange. Hey, I want that crocodile only. You take this fish. That fellow refuses to exchange. So quarrel comes. Quarrel comes. That time the sweet seller comes and says, hey, wait, wait, wait. Why you are fighting? Uncle, ask him to give that fish. I want fish only. The child says, hey, fish also sweet. Crocodile also sweet. Sweet darshana. Understood? Samadarshana. We have that capacity to see that samatvam content. So this samadarshanam is not through sense perception, but through understanding. Jnana chakshu. Nowadays, jnana chakshu means the center eye they will put. As though one more eye is there. In Bhagavan Shiva you can see. Jnana chakshu means what? Buddhi. Even when Jnani has samadarshanam, he is not confused about the differences with regard to nama rupa. There is a difference. He is not confused. Like as I told, he is not confused between plate and idli. He will never take plate. He will take idli only. Okay. He knows what is sambar, what is chapati, what is chutney, everything he knows. He doesn't confuse. Nor he confuses with regard to his sense organs also. So one marshal of food goes through mouth. Another marshal through ears. It doesn't put. Adala illa, confusion illa. Or clear arka. He is very clear with regard to transaction. But with regard to satta drishti, all the external differences are falsified, made understood as mithya. He has understood that nama rupa doesn't have any existence different from sat. Nama rupa doesn't have any existence different from that sat. Pot, name and form doesn't have any existence different from clay. Bangle, name and form doesn't have any existence different from gold. If you say there is separate existence, I will ask, okay, take the bangle, give the gold. Then you will understand. No. It doesn't have any existence. Separate existence. So, vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam mrittika ityeva satyam, Upanishad says. What you call as bangle is a mere name introduced to a form. And that form also has existence in the content only. So all the differences are understood as mithya. Therefore, all the differences are less pronounced in his life. What is the difference between Ajnani and Jnani? In Ajnani's life, differences are more pronounced. With regard to taking coffee also, he'll tell. Little 10% sugar and water should be added, like that he'll tell. That much, that sensitivity. Understood? So with regard to every transaction, we'll have that gradation with regard to their name, form, beauty and character, like that. But Jnani, even though he sees what they are, but still, as the Sat Drishti, he has only one Paramarthika Drishti. Then what is the benefit of this Drishti? Freedom from Bhaya. Freedom from fear. Because of all problems in human life, this insecurity is the greatest problem. Why this insecurity comes? I find myself as a small entity, parichinna vastu. Because of parichinnatvam, bhaya comes. Why parichinnatvam comes? Ajnana. I don't know, I am all pervious entity, therefore I identify with this deha. Because of deha vimana, parichinnatvam. Because of parichinnatvam, bhaya. Because of bhaya, I struggle to protect myself. So, he may move with anyone, still he will not have any attachment. He can fight with anyone, still he will not have fear. That's why you can see in Mahabharata war, Bhagavan will be smilingly sending chakra. The chakra he sends towards Shishupala, the chakra, how? Not with anger. All are angry. That particular moment, everybody was angry. Except Krishna. This is Kartavya. This chakra also Brahman, I also Brahman, that fellow also Brahman. The problem is in the body level complex. So, that body should get destroyed. So, the idea is, he will be free from all types of fear. And quality of life of a person is according to his understanding. If he is immersed in Namarupa Drishti, he will have every moment that feeling, like that wave example you have to keep in mind. Once you consider yourself as a small wave, gone. All will crush you. Whether they are crushing or not, you will be afraid that all are crushing me. I am persecuted every moment of my life. If I am a jnani, then I don't have any fear at all. There are lots of shlokas in the Upanishad about this. Freedom from fear. Kimaham sadhuna karavam, kimaham papam karavam iti. Anandam brahmano vidva nabhibedi kutascha neti. One who knows that anandam atma is called Brahman, nothing but infinite entity, nabhibedi kutascha neti. With regard to anything in the world, he will not have fear. Otherwise, bhishasmadvasah pavate bhishodeti suryaha bhishasmadagnischendrascha mrityurdhavati panchama iti. If you don't have this wisdom, even if you are Surya Devata, what happens? Asmad bhisha. You will get bhaya with regard to that Brahman entity. So, in this vision, jnani is free from all types of fear. That is the benefit. And another question may come. If jnani sees both sinner and saint as same, and if he sees both evil and good as same, will not that evil affect that same Brahman? Same means what? So according to jnani's understanding, both adharma also is included in the Brahman. Dharma also is included in the Brahman. But still, Brahman is anyatra dharmat, anyatra adharmat. It is not attached, it is not affected by that dharma and adharma. So an ordinary person may ask, if you take everything as same, papi and punyavan also, then all the Vedic injunctions, that papi will get naraka, punyavan will get swarga, all these injunctions becomes invalid. Shankaracharya nicely comments there, yes. This vision is for whom? Not for papi. Not even for punyavan. This vision is for jnani. With regard to him, there is neither papa nor punya. Punya pape vidhuya niranjanam paramam samyam upaiti. No rules and regulations will work with regard to this jnani. So Bhagavan continues. Ihaiva tairjita sargaha yesham samye sthitam manaha nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmani te sthita. When I have samadarshanam, I am the master of this creation. When I have vishamadarshanam, I am the slave of this creation. That is the gist of this shloka. Taihi sargaha ihaiva jitaha. By them, sargaha means samsara, is conquered Ehaiva in this present Janma itself. That is a unique assertion we find from the standpoint of Advaitam. Advaitins alone say moksha is possible while living. All other philosophers, whether Vedic philosophers or Avaidika philosophers, all say what? Moksha is not here. You have to travel somewhere else. Through Archiradi Marga or Surya Marga, you have to go, and there will be Vaikuntha, and there Bhagavan will be lying down, of course, with his spouse, and is full of happy affair, and he will be allowed to be having either Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya. Like that, four types of mokshas are defined by other philosophers. So here this shloka condemns that Ihaiva Taihi Jitaha Sargaha. When I have Samadarshanam, when a jnani has Samadarshanam, he is a master. When a person doesn't have Samadarshanam, when he has Vishamadarshanam, he is a slave. Yesham manaha samye sthitam. Whose mind is established in Samye. Samye means in Samavastu. Taihi, by them. Sargaha ihaiva jitaha. Samsara is conquered in this life itself. Now, Bhagavan gives what is the definition for Samam. Samye, he used the word. What is the definition for Samavastu? Nirdosham hi samam brahman. That samavastu is nothing but brahman which doesn't have any dosha. Dosha rahitam brahma is the definition for samavastu. Now a philosophical question comes. It's a big question in philosophy. Does God includes evil or not? Does God includes evil or not? All Semitic religion told, no, evil is not included in God. Satan, they have found out, one fellow, equally powerful fellow, trying to tempt and misguide the humanity. Okay, equally powerful fellow, and he can even try with Bhagavan himself. In Jesus Christ's life, we see he comes and tempts even Bhagavan Jesus. Please bow down to me, I will make you as the emperor. After the end of 40 days of fasting, this fellow comes and stands in front of Jesus and says, if you bow down to me, I will give you food first. So Jesus says that human being doesn't live only with food. So again he comes there, asks, if you bow down to me, I will make you emperor to this creation. Like that he tempts. That fellow has the capacity to tempt even Bhagavan. That is Semitic religious concept of whether evil is included in Bhagavan or not. If you come to Vaitika Dharma, especially Vishishtadvaitam and Dvaitam, which is a part of Vedanta, they say Bhagavan doesn't have any evil at all. Bhagavan Ananta Kalyana Guna Nilayaha, not Durguna Nilayaha. Ananta Kalyana Guna Nilayaha. Bhagavan doesn't have any evil at all. Then evil is from where? So they have given that evil to the world. Evil belong to world. Bhagavan doesn't have evil. If you keep away that evil outside Bhagavan, the problem is Bhagavan becomes a limited entity because he doesn't include evil. Bhagavan becomes a limited entity. When there is a limitation, naturally there is a mrityu, then Bhagavan will die. Correct? And if you add evil with Bhagavan, then Bhagavan will be a polluted entity. If you keep it away, he becomes limited. If you add with Bhagavan, he becomes polluted. Correct? So Advaitins found out a beautiful method on the basis of Vedanta Pramana. Bhagavan includes evil, but still he is asangaha. He is asangaha, unattached. Unattached means what? Not like I am unattached, husband says to wife or children says to father, I am unattached. Not that type of unattached. Unattached means లైక్ ఆకాశ, నో పొల్యూషన్ క్యాన్ పొల్యూట్ ఆకాశ. వై డస్ ఆకాశ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ పొల్యూషన్ ఆర్ నాట్? ఆల్ పొల్యూషన్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఆకాశ ఓన్లీ. బట్ ఆకాశ ఈజ్ నాట్ పొల్యూటెడ్ బై దట్ పొల్యూషన్. ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ పొల్యూటెడ్, వాటర్ ఈజ్ పొల్యూటెడ్, పృథివీ ఈజ్ పొల్యూటెడ్, బట్ ఆకాశ ఈజ్ నాట్ పొల్యూటెడ్. సిమిలర్లీ చైతన్యం ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, బట్ అట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ అసంగత్వాత్ అనాదిత్వాత్ నిర్గుణత్వాత్ పరమాత్మాయం అవ్యయః శరీరస్థోపి కౌంతేయ న కరోతి న లిప్యతే. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అఫెక్టెడ్ బై దాట్, దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నిర్దోషం ఇన్స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ అకామిడేటింగ్ ఆల్ ది దోషాస్. ఇన్స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ అకామిడేటింగ్ ఆల్ ది దోషాస్ స్టిల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నిర్దోషం వస్తు, దేర్ ఫోర్ సమం వస్తు. తస్మాత్ బ్రహ్మణి సచ్య సమవస్తు బ్రహ్మణి తే స్థిత. దిస్ తస్మాత్ షుడ్ బి కనెక్టెడ్ టు ఇహైవ తైహి జితసర్గ. సిన్స్ దే ఆర్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ ది వన్నెస్ విచ్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ విచ్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ ఆల్ ఈవిల్ అండ్ గుడ్ విచ్ ఈస్ అట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ unattached or unaffected, you can put unaffected, not unattached, unaffected by both good and bad. In such a Brahman, one's mind is established. If it is established, taihi by them jitaha sargaha, here and now itself freedom is attained, that is jivan mukti is talked. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ హరయే పరమాత్మని ప్రణదక్లేశనాశాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః.